Isaiah 10 and verse 1. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed to rob the needy of justice, and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. What will you do in the day of punishment, and in the desolation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down among the prisoners, and they shall fall among the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I will send him against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my wrath I will give him charge, to seize the spoils, take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the street. Yet he does not mean so, nor does his heart think so, but in his heart to destroy, or pardon me, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. For he says, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Halno like Carchemish? Is not Hamath like Arpad? Is not Samaria like Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, whose carved images excel those of Jerusalem and Samaria, as I have done to Samaria and to her idols, shall I not do also to Jerusalem and her idols? And let's look again, please, to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege of holding in our lap the very word of God. We want to handle thy word accurately and honestly. We want to rightly divide it. And we pray now that both speaker and hearers alike will allow the gracious Spirit of God to speak to us and cause us to understand the truths that are before us. We thank you, our Father, for the power of the Word of God. We thank you that thy Word is sharp, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Father, we thank you for your comforting ministry. We think of those who are in physical need and spiritual need, for those who have unspoken requests. We ask you, our Father, to especially draw near and near to them and answer their prayers according to your will. Father, we think again today of our nation, for President Bush and all of those who rule amongst us. We ask you to give them grace and give them wisdom and courage. Help them to remember that they will one day give an account to Almighty God for the way they rule. So our Father, as we study, we ask that the deepest need of every heart here today might be met. We pray in our Savior's wonderful name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, the chapter opens with another of the woes that we have been looking at throughout the book of Isaiah. And remember, this is the Lord speaking to his people, and he is explaining to them why judgment is going to come. And we're continuing the same thought that we've been looking at in verse 1 of chapter 10. The thought continues, why is judgment coming? The reason is, leaders, those who decree, verse 1, are decreeing unrighteous decrees. Probably another word that would fit very well here for our day and age would be those who are making laws are making unrighteous laws. Do we see that taking place anywhere in the world today?
Yeah.
Happened years ago, still happens today. And the Lord is mindful of this, and he says to his people, those who are in places of leadership are decreeing unrighteous decrees. And so this is the reason for judgment. Who write misfortune, that is, as they're writing laws or decrees, the result of that decree that is unrighteous is going to be misfortune for my people, Because the scripture teaches that the principles of righteousness always bring about blessing for a people. Principles of unrighteousness always bring about consequences of death and destruction for people. And so the Lord says, you are decreeing unrighteous decrees. You are writing misfortune. They rob the poor in verse 2. They take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. So you can hear of just a ruthless desire to be rich, even at the expense of widows and the fatherless. Now his question to them in verse 3 is, what will you do in the day of punishment and in the desolation which will come from afar? And I believe this has reference to that foreign nation mentioned in verse 5, that God is going to raise up as an adversary to his own people, Assyria. When that nation comes from afar and comes into your borders, what will you do in the day of judgment? Those who are decreeing unrighteous decrees and ruling in such an ungodly fashion, what will you do when these armies come marching in your streets? In other words, will you turn to me, the living God of heaven? And the answer, of course, will be no. They believe they can handle it in their own strength, and because they have sinned, God will not hear their prayer until they repent. Verse 3, the latter part, to whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down among the